You're listening to Retirement Ready Real Estate and Finance Show on the Money Station AM 1410 KBNP. Now back to our host, here's Kim Dodge.
Well, hello again, and thank you for staying with us. We are back, and I am joined by Sandra Wagner, financial consultant and certified financial planner with Wagner Planning. Welcome, Sandra.
Thank you, Kim. Glad to be back.
All right. Sandra specializes in helping people manage inheritance, settlements, retirement, and of course, other life-changing events. She is back for part two of our discussion on Social Security. So if you missed part one, you can listen to that July 11th podcast by going back to our website. That's retirementreadywithkimdodge.com and look under the category of financial plannings for part one, Social Security. So when you were here last on July 11th, we covered such topics with Social Security as when should I start claiming benefits? What's the average benefit amount people receive? How do I receive it? So let's pick up the conversation and define again for our listeners, full retirement age. What is that?
Well, Social Security payments are reduced if you claim them before your full retirement age or your normal retirement age. And for most people getting close to retirement in the next couple of years, it's going to be somewhere between 66 and 67, but it depends on when you were born. There's actually a benefit by year of birth chart on Social Security's website, which is socialsecurity.gov, because it could actually be 66 years and 4 months if you were born in 1956.
All right. So you were saying that this was part of the 1983 amendments, which phase in that gradual increase in age from, what was it, 65?
65 was the old retirement age. And so part of that act in 1983 was to raise the age to 67 over a 22-year time period.
Okay. So back in 1983, I was graduating from high school. And I do recall the news about that gradual increase in age from 65 to 67. But frankly, at that time, I didn't feel I had any need to pay attention to the details. But here we go. So now enlighten us here on the real detail.
You do want to pay attention to what age is your full retirement age. You can start receiving benefits before that age. The earliest you could start is 62, but you're only going to get 70 to 75% of your full benefit amount if you do that. So for example, a worker who's eligible for $1,000 a month Social Security benefit at their full retirement age of 66 is only going to get $750 a month if they sign up at 62.
Okay, so what do most people choose?
People overwhelmingly still opt to take it sooner. The most popular age to claim is 62, the earliest possible age. But the proportion of people signing up at 62 has been declining since the mid-1990s, according to the Center for Retirement Research at Boston College. And what that tells me is that people are now evaluating this decision more, which is a good thing.
All right. And then there are differences between men and women.
Yes. 48% of women sign up for Social Security at age 62, which is down from around 60% of women. So they're realizing that they're living longer and they're making some better choices.
Interesting. So how big a piece of retirement income is Social Security for most people?
Well, most people rely pretty heavily on Social Security income. Ideally, it's just one of several different sources: Social Security, pension, investments. But according to the Social Security Administration, about half of married couples and almost 75% of unmarried persons receive 50% or more of their income from Social Security.
And this is all that we always continually hear about in the news. So what is the average benefit most people receive today? And explaining averages, boy, that's a lot of people and a lot of circumstances.
Right. And the main factor in the size of one's Social Security retirement check is a function of how much you've earned over your working lifetime. So while this might make it sound like there's not a limit, there is. The 2015 monthly maximum for someone who draws it at their full retirement age is $2,663, according to Social Security.
Okay, now that is full retirement age again. What happens if you take it early or wait to age 70 to draw it out?
Right. As we discussed earlier, it has a dramatic impact on the amount that you receive. If you start drawing Social Security at 62 in 2015, your maximum benefit would only be about $2,000 a month instead of the $2,600 you could get at your full retirement age. And if you wait until age 70 in 2015, your maximum benefit would be about $3,500.
Okay. If you're just tuning in, you are listening to Retirement Ready Real Estate and Finance Show, and I am your host, Kim Dodge. I have Sandra Wagner of Wagner Planning in the studio, and we're discussing the what's, when's, and how's, again, of your Social Security benefits. So back to how do I get an estimate then of what my Social Security benefits are?
That's a good question. A lot of people tell me that they haven't seen a statement in the mail for years, and you know what? They're right. To save money, Social Security is only mailing statements to workers every 5 years after age 25. So for example, 50, 55, 60, and they mail them about 3 months prior to their birthday, only if they're not already receiving benefits and if they don't have a Social Security account. So one thing I suggest people do is get their personalized Social Security statement online by going to socialsecurity.gov. And there you can see in real time a secure access to your earnings records and estimates for retirement, disability, and survivor benefits.
And I've shared on the show before, you know, I had my big 5-0 and I did get my statement. And I thought, well, maybe in the years past, maybe I'd gotten lost or something. So good to know.
Yes.
All right. We have a couple more questions for you. So what are the benefits if I pass away or my spouse passes away?
Well, when you die, members of your family could be eligible for benefits based on your earnings. You and your children may also be able to get benefits if your deceased spouse or your former spouse worked long enough under Social Security. So a widow or widower can receive benefits at age 60 or older, age 50 if they're disabled, or at any age if you're taking care of a child younger than 16.
Okay. So everybody wants to know, will Social Security be there for me when I need it or want it? And ideally, again, since we're doing advanced planning here on Retirement Ready, running out of money is not an option. This is where I will want to be in the want category.
Right. Well, there are two parts to that question. You know, the first piece is when you need it. Well, the sooner that time is, the more likely your benefit will be as expected. Probably a better question is how will Social Security change? And we talked earlier about the 1983 amendments. The bottom line is that Congress needs to act and there's still time to do so.
All right, so let's go back to the personal actionable items here, Sandra. How does someone work with you to understand how they should be looking at their Social Security benefits? What should they do?
The best thing that somebody could do is sit down with me for a complimentary hour consultation, and we can log into socialsecurity.gov together, find out what their benefits are, and talk about their goals for retirement and when that might be a good fit for them to draw.
It's all about just starting with that conversation. Pick up the phone, call, and have a conversation. Mm-hmm. You bet. Well, Sandra, thank you again for joining us with part two of this on Social Security benefits. It's real important stuff for people to know and plan in advance for.
Well, thank you for having me, Kim.
All right. That was Sandra Wagner, financial consultant with Wagner Planning on Social Security benefits. You can find all of Sandra's information on our website at retirementreadywithkimdodge.com. And speaking of delaying your Social Security benefits, my next guest, Jean Blackburn, is here to share her story on why she continued to work and wait to draw on her Social Security. You're on the Money Station, and we'll be right back. I'm Kim Dodge, and this is Retirement Ready Real Estate and Finance Show. Stay tuned.